We have talked a bit today about Braille. We talked a bit yesterday about Braille. The parent seminar, they talked about the lack of Braille. We've talked about the lack of Braille a lot. We've talked about teaching Braille. We've talked about people who like Braille. We've talked about people who don't like Braille, mostly professionals. But there is a group that I learned of, and I guess I should have known of this, but I guess it's a pretty well-kept secret. It's only been around 50 years, so I guess it's relatively new. It's the Braille Group of Western New York. I was going to say a lot about them, but I think instead of me saying a lot about them for the next 17 minutes, I'm trying to shave a few minutes for auction items. See, I got you down for 20, Jill. If you can give 3 minutes back to us, we can auction something. You give the door first. So I want to give you for the next few minutes Jill Pariso from the Braille Group of Western New York as they turn down the heat. Thank you.
It's the Braille Group of Buffalo, but we do cover Western New York. It's Buffalo, our post office box is in Gadsville, I live in Amherst, welcome to Western New York. You can kind of reach your hand out and touch five towns, that's the way we are. when I grow a little taller. Well, it is. Is it working now?
Yeah.
Well, tell me if you can't hear me, I'll do whatever. Okay, good there. All right. I brought a bunch of our brochures in Braille and in print. They're out on the table. So do please pick them up. I do want to begin by telling you many years ago when I was studying to be a vision teacher, I was told how militant you guys were. And being a kid of the 60s, I pictured guns and Uzis and all kinds of stuff. Guess what? After 20 years of being a vision teacher, 20 years plus, and having to fight my battles and getting real good at them and deciding I'm successful with the most enemies I've made, militant's a good thing. It works. And, you know, threatening with lawyers, threatening with, again, you know, NAACP, AAA, whatever A's they've got in there. That works. A lot of things work. And sometimes that's the way you've got to approach things because these people have a wall of brick around them. They don't see past their specialty state ed. It can be the most difficult and the most ridiculous and also the funniest. So that's helped. The Braille Group of Buffalo hasn't had to do that because we're just good guys and they like us. We've been around 56 years, which drives me crazy because if I happen to meet a Braille reader who's like in their 40s and never heard of us, I go over to the brick wall and I bang my head against it. We've been around a long time, started out with the Temple Group, and one of its members had a child who was blind who wanted to be bar mitzvah. So three women went out and learned Braille. Then they learned Braille, translating Hebrew Braille, right? And it got this kid through school, and it just grew. And that's where we are. We've actually separated from the temple about 5 years ago. And when we looked around, and I think there were only three of us in there that belonged to temple anyway, and it worked for us. And so we still have our binding there and everything. But what we do, and you'll see, with this one, I didn't bring my... yes, I did. Okay, like I said, we were established in 1956. We provide our Braille to 9 counties of Western New York through a mistake of my own, thinking that the 8 counties all started with the zip code 14. So we sent out all our information, and it turned out Monroe was 14, so now they get stuff from us, too. We provide Braille free of charge to anybody in those counties, anything they need except for worksheets for school. because that's up to the vision teacher in the school district to get those, and we don't have enough Braillets for that type of turnaround time. But we Braille anything anybody wants or needs. The only people locally that we do charge for are businesses that want menus or something put into Braille. We ask for donation to mostly just cover our cost. We sell our books and materials outside of those counties, all over the United States. We just sent one to Russia, Canada, and we do that a little bit above our cost. Between that and the Lions Clubs is what supports us. Now, if you're outside our area and you're interested, we are working on a website, and our book list will be up by January. It'll be totally up there. We're one of the few groups in the United States that does diabetic material in Braille. That does the Boy Scout and the Girl Scout manuals and materials in Braille. And for the Boy Scout, for the diabetic materials, the only thing we ask is a donation of the print price, what you would pay in the store. So we've got great recipe books. And the most expensive one, I think, on there was $18, and it cost us $400 to make. So that's a bargain. Please don't get it, sell it. And so to get on that site, we are doing a whole bunch more books. So there's the Boy Scouts, there's the Girl Scouts, there's diabetic materials, there's recreational reading, there's textbooks. We have done crochet and knitting patterns, but we haven't had a request for that in quite a while. But we do want you to know that, you know, that we do exist. And check into us. We're a cool group. We're totally volunteer. Nobody gets paid. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought somebody asked something. And for those of you, is there anybody here that lives in Western New York? Yay! Okay, what you also need to know, because we have trouble, you know, the vision teachers, the TVIs, move around a lot and get switched a lot. And sometimes the kids fall between the cracks for us, because usually we get requests through the TVIs, especially homeschool children. And we do offer a free book. Anything on our book list, we'll make a copy every January, a book for each of these children. So, you know, get in touch with us if you haven't heard from us in January. And we'll also have that up on the website, one of my primary things to have up there. Before I go on with just a couple of points I want to make, besides the Braille group, is there any questions about the Braille group itself or something you might need?
What's your phone number?
Excuse me?
Phone number.
The phone number is on, I have it out there on the Braille copies and over here, but it's area code if you're doing it now, 689, oh, the area code, sorry, back up. I'm not used to doing that. 716. The phone number is 689-1560. That's also my home, mainly because that's usually where I am doing the Braille. I have some things here, too, I didn't know if anybody was interested in, but I will put them out there just because with anything in life, I think one of the most important things that doesn't cost you a thing is a sense of humor that will get you through these things, like when you're ready to kill the supervisors or the commissioner or somebody else. And I came across this years ago, and I give it out to my students all the time. I have it in print and in Braille, 10 positive reasons for using Braille in the classroom when you're the only student who reads Braille. So, and have you read that? It's really cute. So I'll have that out there. The things that I did want to bring up is... Is there anybody here who lost their vision after they read print?
Yes.
Okay. How many of you learned to read Braille?
Yes.
Oh, right. I'm proud of you. Talking about stereotypes, I talked about the idea of this being a militant group, which I think is wonderful. And you helped me think that, too, Carl. I'm sorry. I turned my head. I lost my train of thought. But I haven't learned Braille. Oh, I had a woman come up to me in the elevator today who was at the the group yesterday and said that I really made her feel guilty that she hadn't learned Braille for her child's sake. Not to read with your fingers, but to know some. And stereotypes sometimes come out that way because I said, yes, I was successful. I made somebody feel guilty. That's because I'm Jewish. I married an Italian. My children didn't have a prayer. They were brought up on guilt left and right. You know what? In most cases, it works. It just depends. Either they rebel to it or they think about it and go, you know what? Maybe 26 letters isn't so hard. You know, I point out if you're afraid to learn Braille, press, especially because you're an adult, and there are some reasons you might not, but look into the reasons and see if they're reasons or if they're excuses, and if you can get by either one. Because if you put a Braille dot on an index card before you go to bed and look at it and say that's an A, guess what? You can remember that in the morning. And the next day or the day after, you could do the B. It's only 26 letters. That's less than a month. You know, the alphabet. You know, and when I look at kids and what they have to learn in school, first they learn lowercase, then they got to learn uppercase, though they seem to teach that backwards. Then they learn cursive, lowercase, uppercase. Most of them aren't even learning that now. Then you have to learn the numbers. That's five different alphabets. We're lucky with Braille. You learn an alphabet, you put one dot before it, it's a capital. I don't have to learn a whole other shape. The numbers, I don't have to learn those. I put the number sign before the letters. Now I got numbers. In some ways, it's a lot easier to learn. It's harder to learn the tactual part of it than actually reading it. And a part of that comes from being an adult losing sensitivity in your fingers. But there are ways of getting around that, and some of you won't. But you've got to get around the emotional way and the fear of it. If a kindergartner can do it, you can do it. It just takes you longer. So try to give it a try. The least you can do that can happen is, it didn't work out for me. You haven't lost anything. And you can find you might use it just basically to label some things, to get in that elevator and be able to figure out what floor you're going to hit without asking somebody. You've had that independence before you've lost your vision. Try to grab some of them back. You know, that's as important as a sense of humor, if not more. A sense of humor just helps you get through it. Yeah, to write down somebody's phone number right away. There's all kinds of stuff you can use it for, and you just have to find somebody that will help you learn it. What I said to the parents was, you're lucky. You've got the kids that know it, and they love to teach you something. Turnaround's fair play. So, you know, I'm asking you to give it a try. And that's it. So that's really all I have to say today. I'm delighted to be here. Enjoy the rest of your convention.
Jill, thank you. It is so refreshing to find someone who believes in Braille as much as we do.